This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why I thought of Giannis. After they lost the playoffs, and the guy said, "So is this year a failure?" And he was like,
"All right."
And I was thinking, if the Niners get beat tomorrow, if the Niners are get beat next week in Philly, was the season a failure? No.
And we actually talked about this last week. Like, if we wanted to look at our satisfaction ratings right now going into that game, we both were like a 7. So even if you lose to Seattle, which you did, and now you go to Philly and you lose, which I think that you probably will. Does that mean that all of a sudden now we're going to fire people and we're irate? No. You had so many injuries. You went 12-5, and you didn't quite win the division. You didn't get the one seed. So now you go to Philly, and if things go the way that the odds makers will tell you that they probably will go, and we don't know if Trent will play, and you know Ricky Pearsall, somebody called him Charmin earlier, and I hated to hear it, but I actually liked the comp.
That was me. Yeah.
Charmin's really soft, and Charmin's probably more useful than Ricky Pearsall, but I got what you were saying.
When he's in play, he's awesome. He just, like, that was the thing. I felt like that was
and that's Charmin. Like, when you have Charmin on the roll, it's
like
really
it.
Useful.
Yeah, I'm not calling somebody soft who got shot in the chest and played 2 months later.
This is not shot in the chest.
I'm out on that call.
Okay.
I mean, that's all.
This has nothing to do with him being shot. This has to do, in my opinion.
He called him soft. I'm out. That's all.
He called him Charmin. He didn't call him soft. Charmin is 3-ply and very useful.
But I understand what Willer's saying.
I get it.
All I know is that the guy has not been able to get through a football game pretty much since he got in the NFL.
Yeah, it's disappointing.
Let alone a football season.
Now, when he does, he's awesome.
Yeah.
But even against Chicago, which he did finish, he still got hurt.
Yeah, no, he's going to need to figure that out.
We don't know if he'll play this weekend, and if he doesn't, and you know, you're left with Juwan and... Was Kendrick Bourne was he active?
He got 100 singles before the game. But he forgot to throw up in the crowd when he ran out of the tunnel.
Honesty. Full honesty. How many of you knew who Garrett Wallow was before the game?
No chance.
Before the game.
Like,
no.
He
honesty.
He ran a 4.8.
Evan, I believe you. He raises his hand.
He ran a 4.81 at the combine in 2000.
Let me say it again. Did you know he was on the Niners? Did you know that he was active? Did you, when he came out on the field and you saw number 49, are you like, that's Garrett Wallow?
Did you have to look it up? I will tell you when I knew.
I was looking at the roster before we did the kickoff show with Laughing Monk, and I was like, who is this guy? So I texted. That's the only reason I knew before the game. But
my kids were like,
play.
They're like, is that Luke Gifford? I'm like, I don't know.
I knew after the first time they punted, when the Niners punt, and it's a face mask, and they said the number, and they said the name. The name showed up on the graphic, and I was watching with Pop, my father-in-law, and my wife, and of course... Baby Mila, who is the Candyland champion, by the way.
Oh, nice.
And I had to pause it. I said, wait,
huge.
Face mask on who? And I looked, And so I had to, you know, you had to Google it. And I'm like, Wallow?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Is it Ravens practice squad 2.5 weeks ago? Is that where it came
sure,
from?
Sure, Mark.
They scooped them up.
Is that right?
Ago, yeah.
Sure.
Right. Not so sure. Again, like, I run that through.
Garrett Wallow.
That's right.
Baltimore could have used him last night.
So then when you're like, man, these guys are overrated, or you're pissed at the coach, it's like Garrett Wallow. I don't even know
Garrett
who that
Wallow.
Is.
He gets paid to play football.
Right, but
so,
like, that's the 49ers this year. So, yeah, they're not good. But
who are you?
They're accomplished.
He wore number 49.
I know.
It's like a pitcher coming out of the bullpen is wearing 87.
I'm like, Earl
Cooper. Is that Earl Cooper?
Cooper?
Yes. Earl Cooper, look at you.
Who is that guy?
Look at you.
Earl Cooper, who also wore?
49, right?
And? Didn't he switch from 89 to 49?
He might have.
I think.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I think you got to go on the Wayback Machine.
But someone probably bought it off him, and he needed the money.
Yeah. Anyway. And maybe it's just because they lost, but I did not like the black unis. Like, what are we doing?
I like the black. They just look too much like the Cardinals for me. And anytime looking a lot like the Arizona Cardinals, that's not a good look.
That's a bad sign.
That's a bad look.
Yep.
Somebody said they also look like the Falcons.
I thought they were cool, but I'm not a uniform guy.
I'm not either.
I do like their standard uniforms.
What was the final score? You know? Yeah. Giants are out there on Tuesday nights.
Bet they won't be wearing them in Philly.
Pink on. I'm like, whatever. Did they win?
What was the one year they had the City Connect uniforms? They're like undefeated in.
Yeah.
No, I like them now.
Creamsicles.
Yeah, they're looking really good.
I hate these. I'm like, well, they win every Tuesday. Yeah. Maybe I'll buy a hat.
They had 9 first downs, guys. 9.
I mean, 9 eventually.
That's true.
Well, the first down was in the second quarter.
It took him a while.
It took him forever to get that first down. So.
Well, Steiny was pissed because Shanahan was blaming the defense.
Well, I just played this. And
I mean, we need to tackle better. We need to play better than that. I was proud that they kept battling and was able to hold them to 13 points. That's what gave us a chance there at the end. But we need to play better all around.
Do you not agree?
Can we talk about the offense?
Well, sure.
Like, I mean,
did the Niners tackle well?
No.
Did the Seahawks tackle well?
No.
No.
Yes.
But that's what it's supposed to look like.
I get that, but he's their offense is way more whole than their defense. If they're going to go anywhere, their offense is going to have to carry them, and. Quite frankly, as bad as the defense played, they couldn't have played much better in a way because they're so undermanned. And the reality is, you only give up 13 points. So they go down the field, 8 minutes, you hold them. Like, now you can't go 3-and-out.
Yeah, but
and they went 3-and-out, and then boom, they score, and then they go 3-and-out again. It's like, I get that those long drives put more pressure on your offense, but that's all it does. It puts more pressure on your offense, but they never move the ball.
Can I ask what the question was that Kyle was answering? Because it's not.
I'm sure it was probably a throwaway
like he
line.
Was asked about the defense.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's blaming the defense. If you're just like, well, we need to tackle better.
Sure,
but
the defense needs to play better, but.
You know
that was the secondary story of the game, and Kyle, whether you like it or not, you're a great offensive coach, and you guys couldn't move the ball.
He's also the head coach. We do that too much where we're like, Kyle's in charge of the offense. Kyle's in charge of both. I get it. I know he's the offensive play caller, but like if he was asked about the defense and that's the way he answered the question, I think it's a pretty fair answer. Ask him about the offense next. He might be like, yeah. We weren't efficient. We need to get first downs. Like, and we did. You know what I mean?
I'll tell you
which
right now.
Which was the more disappointing unit, though?
Yeah. I guess the offense.
10% of their sacks on the season in that game. They had a chance to get a fumble. Couldn't fall on top of it. Sam Darnold was pretty mediocre, I thought. The only thing they couldn't do was stop the run. Meanwhile, the offense couldn't move the ball all but one drive in the game.
Yeah, when you're like this is true of any football team. And it's why, for instance, Philip Rivers for a half was even able to move the ball. If your offensive line
he looked good.
Is creating time, any NFL quarterback can move the ball. And if your offensive line is not creating time, no NFL quarterback can move the ball. That's the way I see it. The Niners have a trench problem. And if you want a macro criticism, the way that they have not addressed their offensive line through the last few years came home to roost in this one. And I think that that's completely fair. But, like, they were outmanned. So I don't, in a micro, I don't look at Niner skill position players, wide receivers, running backs, and quarterbacks and go, you screwed up. I don't think the opportunity was there for them to play well. Like, there was no time to function.
Well, even when they tried to do different things, and I'm looking at the last drive of the half where they run the screen to Kittle and he catches it, they lose six. Okay, now we're second and 16.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, but they converted with Juwan on third and 10, and then you get down, you had the jump pass, Brock Purdy. He's getting so pressured. He had to jump. I'm a jump pass. I'm Tim Tebow. And all that, you got down and you had a 48-yard field goal for your only points of the game. You had to fight like heck. And by the way, you were benefited by a kick out of bounds. So you started at your 40. You wound up at their 30. You got 30 yards in, I'm looking at eight plays. That's about 3.5 per play. So they had to fight tooth and nail just to get to that point. For me, the biggest one was the McCaffrey bobble pick, because if you go in there, that was the one time, Evan, to your point, that they actually looked like the old Niners where it just boom and, you know, bootleg and Brock's out of the pocket. And that's where I criticize Shanahan. I don't think that he did enough to give Brock a chance to, you know, even run some like read option and get out on the perimeter and, you know, give yourself a chance to have that RPO, that run pass option.
I agree with that. I just think good things happen when Brock is out of the pocket, and they didn't do that. And I don't know if they weren't running the ball well enough to create those sorts of plays, but yeah, it seemed like they waited too long to move him around the field.
I mean, also, you know, we're talking about the defense. Okay, they weren't great, but they only gave up 13 points. You know, their defense may be better next week and give up 26. Because they gave up 13, but it could have been a lot worse. Like, they blew a game where their defense kind of got every break in the book. Like, this was a game they've won all year. When a team misses two field goals and they hold a team at the goal line, and a team that probably should have had 23 points or 25 or whatever only has 13, and then you end up beating them. Like, you're going to need to score more than 14 points probably to win your next game. And 14 would have gotten it done is all I'm saying this past game.
Yeah, I get all of Philly's problems, but they're a better offense than Seattle's. They're not as good of a defense as Seattle. They're good defense. They're not as good as Seattle. But yeah, Seattle kind of played the exact same game against the Niners both times. Scored 13 points. The Niners were able to grind out a couple of touchdowns the first time they played Seattle. They were not the second time. And the Niners are a completely different unit.
I mean, I can't even
the first game they outgained them by like 100 yards.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember
Seattle outgained the Niners.
No, the Niners like controlled that game. They were better on third down. Actually, I think it was like 150 yards more. I mean, that was a game that was 17-13, but I remember coming in Monday and everybody saying they dominated.
Well, they had their people.
Well, yeah, exactly.
They ended up making the plays.
Bosa is the biggest one. This game was the total
opposite.
I'm
just looking at those notes, and they're down 10-7 at the half, and then
10-3. He's talking about week one.
Brock throws a pick coming out of the locker room, and then the Niner D holds, and then you go all the way down to the 18, and I think it was Jake Moody at the time.
Sure was. Yeah.
Field goal blocked.
Yeah.
So now you're still down 10-7, and you hold Seattle again, and then you finally get a Moody field goal to tie it. So that game was kind of a little bit of a mirror image of this one where your special teams were awful, and then you were able to gut it out late.
Didn't he miss two in that game?
He missed one and got one blocked.
Yes.
Yeah, I think late to maybe go up seven, he missed one, he yanked it. Short one.
I think he made, missed, and got one blocked. Three attempts.
Yeah, he made it to go 10-10, and then your boy, president of Brockistan, throws another pick.
Yeah, he did.
10-10.
A couple of them in that
Seattle
game.
Field goal, and then SF, the Tonjes play to go up by four.
Then it's money time.
Yeah, exactly. Although, funny that yesterday that Tonjes couldn't even get a snap.
That is a little strange, isn't it?
Well, Kittle was healthy.
I know, but you played Luke Farrell, which I know he's the blocking tight end. But here's an idea. Shanny, go to three tight ends like everyone else. Do something different. When what you're doing is not working, mix it up. Kay?
Do we know they practice that?
They better. They probably don't.
31?
Juice kind.
31?
He didn't belong in that game.
13. No, he acts as a tight end sometimes.
Possibly.
Yeah, sure. Juice does.
Dibs.
You're welcome.
Steiny.
I don't think your boy, I don't think he belonged in that game. Juice check. He was just overwhelmed.
He had a couple big catches.
I think he only had one.
He did?
He had a fourth and one that he.
I almost don't remember any Niner offensive player.
Well,
I don't. You know what I mean? I remember a few plays.
Yeah. All right, guys. So you guys bring it home on 95.7 The Game, and Happy New Year.
Great hat, Steiny.
Happy New Year to everybody.
Great hat.
Thank you.
All right.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
Man, no white boys. They cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, let's do this, okay? The Niners are going to go to Philly on Sunday. We will worry about that later in the week. We've got work to do to get everybody's head back in the right spot. That's the way we view our job, and the phone lines are open at 888-957-9570, and I would love to know, and Dibs, I think I know you would love to know also. I'd love answers on a day like this of like, okay, what actually frustrated you? What actually, like, let's go micro. What? Actually, because the season is 12-5. It's a great season.
Yeah. But macro is awesome.
What frustrated you about Saturday. And the reason I find answers to that to be super interesting, and we would love to hear from all of you on that, like the specifics of what frustrated you, is I think a lot of us will look at this current 49er team and go, well, they don't have the people. They don't have their people. They don't have the people that are needed to win football games. If you don't have a Trent and a Ricky and a Fred and a Nick, and we're meeting linebackers for the first time in week 18. What's his name? Garrett?
Wallow.
Whatever. When we're just meeting people for the first time.
Who are you?
And it's funny because what we're doing is actually his last name. We're all kind of wallowing.
We're wallowing.
Yes. It's a wallow. It's a wallow Monday. It's not a victory Monday. We're kind of wallowing.
It's wallow wallow. Yeah.
Thank you.
Shout out Washington. Right, and Tatum Bethune, out for the year. There you go.
Yep.
How many Mike linebackers can you have in a year that go out for
Does
the year?
Does Wallow get the green dot?
Not six, not seven.
Right?
Maybe. I don't know. Is there somebody named Curtis who will come play? I don't know. So we can all explain it. We get it. But we're mad anyway. So I want to know what it is specifically about Saturday that frustrated you. I haven't met anybody yet who thinks that the 49ers were the better team than Seattle on Saturday night. They were outmanned. And when your lines in football are totally overwhelmed, then you lose. You can't function. So you kind of shared, for me, there's a micro and a macro,
right,
even within
right.
my frustration. The micro is, and I said the same thing on Saturday night that you just said on the crossover, I would have loved to see an offense that moved Brock around more.
Yeah, do something.
Kyle said after the game, Brock was under a lot of pressure, and we figured it was going to be that way. Oh, you did? If you figured it was going to be that way... Then why don't you get him out of there?
Right.
That's the question. That's what frustrated me. The macro is more like why don't you build your lines better? Why can't you build your lines better?
I think they tried. I mean,
did they?
Well, they devoted a lot of early picks on Mykel Williams and C.J. West and Alfred Collins.
The defensive line. What about offensive line?
Well, you said the lines,
right.
And so you've got Trent Williams, and he might play another year, two or three. So you're not really going to get a left tackle yet. Now, can they get a better center? Sure. You devoted a third round pick on Dominic Pooney,
yep.
And so. That is, to me, an allocation sensation. And, you know, your right tackle's a guy that you invested in a number of years ago. So,
cha-ching!
Like, thank you. Could you have, like, kept Banks and kept Jalen Moore? I guess, but you're not going to pay top dollar to guys who are not necessarily your guys. So, I get the sentiment about the offensive line. And the defensive line, I think they tried, but they've had injuries. And what frustrated me about Saturday night's game was every time Sam Darnold got the football and he was going to hand it to either Charbonnet or Walker, you knew it was going to be five, not six.
Oh my God.
Not seven.
What was
you don't have to play it again.
What was the tail of the tape?
Not six, not seven.
I don't even know
what was their average yards per carry.
I'm just looking at my play-by-play.
I'll pull it up.
And it's second and eight, opening drive, Walker gets nine. First and 10, Charbonnet gets six. First and 10, Walker gets eight.
4.6 as a team, but that includes six statistical carries by Sam Darnold for 9 yards.
And also some negative plays. Like there was one in the second half where Diamondre Lenore hit him for a minus five. So if you want to look at all the runs that were, you know, either not explosive, but like there's a lot of six, there's eight, there's five. There's not a lot of like zeros and negative ones.
Walker averaged 6.1.
Right.
That's an absurd. He's not that good of a running back.
And I'm looking at the...
He's a very mediocre. Like, he's not bad, but he's a very, to me, he's a middle-of-the-road running back in the NFL.
Third drive, Niners are yet to do anything. They're down 7-0. First and 10 at their own 18. Walker goes for 20. Just a clean 20, if you don't mind. And then, you know, Walker for one. JSN for 11 on a pass, first down. And then, you know, JSN for 17. Charbonnet... First and 10 at the 37. How about 11? How about 11, Z? You want 11? You got 11. Boom.
Well, even the touchdown run was like one guy sets the edge and Charbonnet just like, okay. And now we're just walking right. to the end zone untouched for what was that, 27 yards?
So Jair Brown comes up, and he doesn't set the edge. He gets blocked, and then Malik Mustafa comes over later, and, you know, he gets like a little half a juke. Touchdown. Untouched.
Yeah, they're just, but
touchdown.
Like, so I struggle with all of it because I can look at it and be like, right, they're better. They're better than you. And you've lost a bunch of your players. Like, the Niners have all of the reasons in the world to explain why they don't play that well. So then, to me, it whittles down to certain plays. I get it. I think we had all been conditioned to the idea. The Niners don't have a defense that's going to come out and stuff the opposition. They don't have that. So what we look for, to me, is more you have to be opportunistic. If they fumble the ball in front of you, you have to pick it up. If they set up a 3rd and 17, now that this defense can stop.
Every defense.
That you can do. Yep. And they didn't do it. And so those are the plays that get frustrating. And then same thing on offense, which actually I didn't see a lot of opportunities missed. I just saw a team that was running for its life the whole time. And we're like, oh, they can't separate on offense. They don't have time to separate. Brock Purdy wasn't bad. He wasn't good. He wasn't anything. No skill. Christian McCaffrey. Was he bad? I don't even think he was bad. Like, that play was bad.
Yep.
But outside of that, did you see opportunities where the offense, and you're like, hey, dummy, you're supposed to do that. I didn't even see opportunities. I just saw an offensive line get overwhelmed, and that blows everything up.
And even when you had plays that, I mean, you were able to, like, connect on or complete.
Yeah.
They came up, and they tackled. They didn't miss tackles. And when you had a chance to maybe juke a guy or a stiff arm or, you know, shake and then maybe get an extra 10 or 15. No, you get nothing because Seattle, they came up and they tackled. Their tackling was excellent. So
no doubt.
They made you earn it. And even that play that we talked about, that drive that ultimately wound up with the CMC bobble and the pick, that was the only drive where it was like, yeah, okay, you know, 20 and 11 and D-Rob for 10 and then JJ for 16. Now you're in the red zone. Okay, we're humming finally. And then, oh my God, the bobble, the pick, the game.
Here's the sound clip that I would love to zero in on, because this got my ear, and I wonder, because I think that football players and coaches and that connection, they're all really tight, right? They're around each other all week, and I think that they can see things and smell things, and they know when you're being real with them. And one thing we've always heard the players say about Kyle Shanahan, that's what he does really well, right? He's honest with them. He keeps it straight. Sometimes more honest than they want him to be. But, like, he keeps it real with them, right? Listen to this quote after the game and tell me what this does to your emotions as a fan. This is Shanahan talking about the Seattle defense.
I mean, it's what we expected. I mean, just with their defense, we expected to do better than we did. But we knew it was a good defense. We knew that in week one. We knew it from watching tape all week. We knew it would be a challenge, and they got us in a number of moments, had a couple opportunities, I thought, that we missed, and you can't miss those versus a team like that.
I feel like there were a bunch of comments from Shanahan after the game where they were like, yeah, we knew we weren't going to have any time. And two things popped into my head, and number one is, well, then why wouldn't you try some different things right out of the gate, number one, but number two, did that opinion filter down to the team? Did everybody take the field that night knowing we're outmanned? Because I don't know if, did you keep that to yourself all week, Kyle? You know what I mean? Yeah, we knew. We knew we weren't going to have any time.
No, they knew.
We knew. Well, then you're in no position to go play well. If you walk out in the field and you're like, yeah, boy, they're better than us. You have to fool yourself as a team, don't you?
A little bit, or you have to try and do things that are different. And they did run the one play, which was the toss, and then back to the receiver, and then back to Purdy, and then we're going to throw it to Christian. And Seattle's just standing there like, all right, you guys, go ahead and throw it around. And then when you eventually decide to throw it to somebody, we're going to be there.
It was hilarious because it worked, and they got like four yards.
Yeah, I think so.
That was great.
Yeah. And I mean, that was the nature of it, where Seattle's like, okay, we can rush you with four and be effective. And that means we'll cover with seven and go ahead and complete whatever you want to complete. We're going to roll up and we will tackle you and make you do it again.
Yeah. All right, so we're sponsored by Bay Area Fast Track, and starting right now and coming up next, we literally want to hear from as many of you as possible all afternoon. Maybe it'll be therapeutic, maybe it won't, but like what specifically frustrated you about that performance on Saturday night? Michael, Yard Doctor, already online. Get online right now, 888-957-9570. You might end the call still ticked off. Maybe you'll get it out and feel better, but I think it'll spark all kinds of conversation about the situation the Niners are in. What specifically frustrated you about Saturday? For me, it was they didn't move Purdy around enough. I would have just loved to see him try. But let's hear from all of you. 888-957-9570, that's the number. We also got the Warriors poll coming up next. The Warriors play tonight, so we'll have that. But let's get to your calls next on Willard and Dibs.
Acted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Are you interested in being an install or service technician? Good news! R&S Doors and Gates is hiring. If you have good mechanical skills and a knowledge of power tools, welding, and motor controls, you should apply today. R&S Doors has openings to repair and install commercial overhead doors, entry doors, and loading dock equipment. You must be able to work in a professional, fast-paced environment. Call 800-FIX-A-DOOR and apply today. That's 800-FIX-A-DOOR. Or visit rsdoors.com. R&S Doors. Look for the red truck.
Ready to get rid of that old car? Donate it to Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS to reach a friendly live agent. Donation is super easy and your car can be picked up as soon as tomorrow. Call now, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, or go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K.
Guys, thanks for helping me carry my Christmas tree.
Zoe, this thing weighs a ton.
Drewski, lift with your legs, man.
Santa, did you get my letter?
He's talking to you, Bridges.
I'm not that.
Of course he did, right, Santa?
You know, my elf Drewski here, he handles the nice list.
An elf? I'm 6'3". What everyone wants is iPhone 17. And at T-Mobile, you can get it on them. That center stage front camera is amazing for group selfies. Right, Mrs. Claus?
I'm Mrs. Claus's much younger sister. And at T-Mobile, there's no trade-in needed when you switch. So you can keep your old phone.
Or give it as a gift.
And the best part? You can make the switch to T-Mobile from your phone in just 15 minutes.
Guys, my side of the tree is slipping.
Timber!
The holidays are better at T-Mobile. Switch in just 15 minutes and get iPhone 17 on us with no trade-in needed.
With 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Credits end and balance due if you pay off early or cancel. Finance agreement, 256 gigs, $830. Eligible port in a new line, $100 plus a month plan with auto pay plus taxes and fees required. Check out in 15 minutes or less per line. Visit T-Mobile.com.
My ride smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
I gotta try that Febreze car.
Just right, just right, just right, just right. La, 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 la. With up to 40 days of consistent scent, all over grease car clips right on your vent. Yeah, you know my car's my happy place. Keep that smile on my face. When it smells just right, just right, just right. Yeah. Breathe happy Febreze. La 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 la.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Third down and two, Charbonnet. He's got it, and plenty more. Touchdown, Seattle. He got the first down, then was one-on-one with Malik Mustafa, who couldn't bring him down, and it's a 27-yard touchdown run on third and two.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
Okay, that's from ESPN, the 49ers. Did I hear, Grandy, you might know this off the top of your head? Is that tie only one other time in the Kyle Shanahan era have the Niners only scored 3 points in a football game? And I think it was right off the top when he took over that just hellacious roster.
Possibly.
Did you hear that? I thought I heard that it was the lowest scoring game maybe he's ever coached. I thought one other time it had happened when they, and it was like right out of the gate when they, you know, right when he took over. So look, credit Seattle's defense. They were phenomenal. And yeah, the Niners are an awesome story. They're very accomplished. I'm not going to call them a bad team, but I just don't think they're that good of a team. I think they're very accomplished. I think they did some amazing things this year to be in the position that they're in, but don't get it twisted. I don't find them to be a team that's going to swagger into the playoffs and start messing around with teams at the top of the conference.
I always talk about how you are what your record says you are, but they are not as good as what their record says.
I think that's fair.
I would agree with you.
And
I ran this down during the crossover of all the games where they were pivotal, one score, like make a play or don't make a play, and they made the play. If they don't get the Tonjes catch, if they don't get the goal line punch out against the Rams, if somehow, and it wasn't Shuck with New Orleans, it was the Rattler. If the Rat goes down and he scores on you, if the Rat goes down and he scores on you, all of a sudden now you're 12-5 is a 9-8. Like, all these games come down to one play here or there, and they've made the play all year, and they didn't on Saturday, and you lose. And, you know, you had to actually make two or three plays to still win that game, but the point is the same, where you've had a lot of these games that have been in the balance and you came through.
No doubt.
Last year you didn't.
Right.
This year you did.
Yep. So, I mean, from one perspective, you look at a playoff game coming up this weekend and you're like, this is sweet. Like, they're in the playoffs.
Yep.
But I get it because, like, it was dangled. You know, it's like a dog with a treat that's like kind of like dangled in front of their face. Like, we all sat at attention. Wait a minute, the one seed? What do you want us to do? We'll do anything. And then, you know, the owner was like, no, we're throwing the treats away. Just, that's enough of that. All right, let's go to the phones. What specifically really got to you on Saturday night? And we can work through all this. 888-957-9570. A quick reminder, the Warriors play at the Clippers tonight. So, Dub Nation, let's get engaged. Before every game, we ask you to vote in the engaging Dub Nation poll on the 95.7 The Game Twitter page. It's brought to you by Shane Co., your friend and jeweler, where you find the Bay Area's best selection of unique engagement rings and their unmatched free lifetime warranty. Visit ShaneCo.com today. All right, Steve Kerr, I don't know if y'all heard it, but over the weekend, Steve Kerr just openly admitted, like, we're not in the class of the Thunder and the Nuggets and the other top teams in the league. Instead, we're trying to just give ourselves a shot, kind of like what they did last year, but openly admitting, like, that's not who we are. We're not the Thunder. And we wondered how that landed with fans. So did you like that moment of honesty, or did you hate that moment of honesty? Simple yes or no question. Do you like that Steve Kerr admitted that? Vote now on Twitter, and then we'll share the results at the end of the show.
I like it.
Yeah.
Just one point of closing the circle. The first ever game for Kyle Shanahan as the Niner head coach, they lost 23-3.
There it is.
So since the opener, they lost to Carolina at home, 23-3. They went on to lose their first nine, but since then, they had never scored three or fewer points until now.
Yeah. I mean,
maybe it's a bookend of Shanahan's career.
Yep, it's over.
I mean, probably.
It's time to move on.
Stefanski, Dable, Carroll, Shanahan.
Coach of the year on the way into the game.
Sure.
Fired on the way out.
Hello.
Michael,
you play to win the game.
Let's hear it. Let's get through these frustrations. Michael in Concord, we thank you for calling. What's up, Michael?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm just going to try to get through my two frustrations about Saturday's game. So this is like where Kyle Shanahan drives fans like me crazy. Like, you get a sack with a minute left. I think there was a minute left, like right before the halftime. And then you just let the play clock roll. And that was a big sack. That could have been like a momentum swing or anything like that. And you just fold your arms and wait for halftime, you know, nonchalantly. You know, that's not smart football. That just shows me that the coach is scared and he doesn't know what the heck's going on. And then, obviously, the big 3rd-and-17 that you give up on a flipping toss play. You know, that's just like backyard football right there. They were just handing the ball off. They were like, hey, let's try to get a little bit of field goal range or whatever. And then, I mean, there was some holding on that play, too, but you could obviously call holding on every single play. But everyone's jerseys were getting turned. Everyone was getting hooked. There's no pursuit. There's no, like, form tackling. It's just awful. But at the end of the day, I still have confidence because I'm a faithful, and I think you know, we just need the Eagles offense to play.
Poorly.
Not play as good as our defense.
Yeah. Michael, thank you very much. Can you, I know you've always got the play.
Yep.
Remind me exactly what's going on right before halftime, because that at the time did not stand out to me.
So the Niners kick a field goal to cut it to 10-3 with 106 to go.
Right.
They kick off and Shahid runs it out to the 35. So there's probably 55 seconds left. And Sam O comes out and he sacks Darnold.
Right.
And the Niners do nothing. And if you call timeout there, it's going to be 2nd and 16 at their own 29. And I believe the Niners had all three tight ends or timeouts. I'm trying to look at my notes and I don't see any of the timeout that was taken. So at that point, you'd be aggressive. And, you know, it's 2nd and 16.
Okay.
And if you call timeout there with 51 seconds left, you're basically saying, all right, defense, get another stop, and then we'll call timeout again and get one more stop, and then we'll get the ball back with 39 or 40 seconds left, and we'll try to do something we haven't done yet today.
And we'll be getting the ball deep in our own territory. You just helped me. Yeah. You helped remind me why that didn't stand out at the time. I disagree with the take. And that's okay. I understand where you're coming from.
Had you been a team that had done stuff on offense,
right?
You know what I mean?
I'd like to take if you were a team that had done stuff on defense.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Defense. Like, remember, I know a lot of you want to cherry pick and do, well, they only gave up 13 points. Seattle possessed the ball for almost 40 of the 60 minutes. That is total domination. It may not have shown up on the scoreboard because their kicker sucked, and they made what I thought to be, like, I was thrilled when McDonald went for it on 4th and goal
in the opener,
on the opening drive. I was thrilled when he did that. Like, no matter who you are, with a condensed field like that, to me, that's a less than 50-50 proposition. And they left points on the field. But don't get it twisted. Seattle moved the ball whenever they needed to in this situation. And, yeah, I'm with Kyle on that. If you start calling timeouts, I think it's way more likely that Seattle ends up with 3 points than the Niners. Just my opinion based on the way I was watching that football game.
It just depends.
I think
on,
they're going to convert on 2nd and 16. They converted on 3rd and 17.
I mean,
without even throwing the ball.
I can't refute that based on what we would find out later in the game. But I'm looking at their drives, and their third drive, they start at their own 18, and they wound up at your 29. They missed a field goal. So they went, that would be 53 yards, and they were able to get down there in 4th and 13. And the defense, I thought, in spots, and you know, you and I can debate back and forth, but I'm looking here at 2nd and 10. Walker runs it, and Sammo with a tackle for loss, -4, and then Stout with a nice defensive play, and they had to settle for 3, and they couldn't get the 3. And so, all right, Niners, you get it at your own 37. Time to boogie, as you like to say. Well, maybe no. Maybe not time to boogie. And the Niners went for it on that 4th down, 4th and 1 at the Seattle 39. And that's one where, I mean, Shanahan, what are we doing here? It's 4th and 1 at the 39.
Yeah,
and
that was.
You have not been able to pass protect at all, so you're going to run play action?
Yeah, I didn't like it either.
And they blitzed, it's like, oh boy, play action, look at us.
Raise your hand if you think the Niners hand that ball off to McCaffrey and he gets it.
No, I don't think so, but how about just like get a snap and throw a pass instead of like, look at us, we might run it. Look at me, McDonald. It was awful. By the time he finished the play action, there was at least 14 Seahawks in his face.
Yeah, it did not feel good. Although, again, when a defensive line is owning an offensive line, play calling often looks absurd.
But if you're going to go for it, then just like get a snap and throw a pass.
Or sneak it. I don't even know if that would have worked, but that's sort of a little bit of a neutralizer. Like even a good defense, it's like you're probably going to get a yard if you sneak it. But yeah. Like they
and that would be
outmanned.
A long field goal in the wind. It was kind of windy. That'd be a 57-yarder. Although, I mean, Eddie D, that's what he does, right?
I know, but the Niners, like every fan said the same thing. You were thrilled to be down 10-3 at half.
Yep.
You were thrilled. You did not feel like they should only be down 10-3. It should have been 20-3, but it was 10-3. So, like, okay, let's take that. And we get the ball coming out in the second half. So, anyway, how about Yard Doctor in Napa? What's up, doctor? What are you doing?
Hey, I'm just listening to the show, and I have to say, I'm pretty much lockstep with you, Willard, because I did not like the way it looked. These guys could not seem to either rush the passer or break open on offense. It just seemed like such a predictable offense. The other thing that was driving me nuts, and to me it boils down, I know a lot of your listeners played some high school football. What was the first thing you learned? Block and tackle. Block and tackle. The tackling was horrendous. The blockings. And the last play of the game when they had Brock drop back and pocket pass, and he got hammered just like he got hammered in Philadelphia when they broke his arm. It's like, dude, learn from something. Move back. Brock is the quickest man off the gun in the NFL. Of all the quarterbacks, he can get out of the hole quicker than anybody else. Why not roll him out once in a while? Give me a break, brother. You let them sit back there like a doggone bullseye on a target. And so, you know, that's kind of my thing. Thanks for letting us pour our guts out here. I'm going to therapy now.
Okay.
I hope it works.
Is there like a specific 49er-related therapist that you see, Yard Doctor, or is this just like a regular therapist?
Yeah, it's called Bush Mills.
Oh. That's what I'm talking about, Yard Doctor.
Therapy one sip at a time.
That's Yard House, not Yard Doctor.
Attaboy, Yard Doctor.
Anyway, thank you for the call.
Purdy got absolutely pulverized on that last play.
Not fun. I mean, I don't
After
know.
After he hit his thumb on the first play in that drive.
He's got a bloody thumb, and then that happens. And I know that all of us are sitting there thinking the same thing. You're like, you took a shot at the one seed. You didn't get it. But the cool thing about this particular playoff game, even though it wasn't technically a playoff game, the cool thing about it was, it's kind of like Bob Barker's hole in one or two. Like, if you lose it, you don't go home. You get to play another one, and then Brock is laying there on the field. And you're like, did we really just lose him now too for this playoff game that's coming up next week. Turns out it's just a stinger, so it looks like he's okay. They lost a bunch of other people though. They're not well positioned for this game this week, but that's
We'll get into that.
That's a story for another day. Here's what I'll say. I fully agree. I was barking this at the TV screen. Move Brock out of the pocket more. The question I'd love to ask, if Kyle were sitting here today, or anybody who's called plays for a football team, when you're not running the ball well, often those kind of like those bootlegs and your play action and all of that, that gets set up by being able to run the ball. And not only were they not able to run the ball, it didn't really even feel like they tried to run the ball, which is why I go back to my original point of I don't know if Kyle thought he could win this game. It literally felt like he was calling plays as if he knew upon arrival, we don't have the horses to do this. And that, I think, is that's a very frustrating and sort of defeatist kind of an approach, even though, like, maybe he's right. But it's still, like, that's what it felt like. He didn't even try to run Christian McCaffrey.
I'm looking at my notes, and I'm counting three runs in the first half. And, you know, they weren't very effective, and so you couldn't establish it. And the whole thing about establishing the run is being able to have, as Shanahan loves, 5-play, 7-play, 11-play, 15-play drive. They go run, pass, pass, punt. Run, sack, pass, punt. And that's your two opening drives where you weren't even able to like get a first down and you know try to establish the threat of McCaffrey here, and then maybe it's Juszczyk and it's Kittle and the rest of it. And then the next drive you get, pass, 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 pass. Purdy scrambles, 4th and 1. You pass, they blitz, and you have to turn it over on down. So you were unable to keep the ball long enough to even get the run going. Even though, if you look at the game, what do you have, 8 runs for the whole game, McCaffrey?
The team had 12, right?
Right.
And some of those were Brock scrambles.
Brock scrambles. Yeah. That was the most effective run you had. So you couldn't run it, and so you were continuing to try to do play action, and even though, you know, Seattle's kind of looking at that, and I don't think that they were actually laughing, but if I'm Seattle, I'm laughing. Yeah, play action. Go ahead and play act it. Go ahead and give it to McCaffrey. We're here. And if you pull it out and you're going to pass it, well, we're only rushing 4 anyway, and our 4 is better than your 5. So, yeah, throw it to whoever you want, and he can catch it, and we're going to be there. And Juwan had the one where he got absolutely caved in, pummeled. And Kittle had a couple where, you know, you tried to get a screen to him, and boom, they were there. They were there everything.
Yeah, they beat him up. They beat him up. They were better.
Even if you want to like roll him out and do this and trickeration, I don't think that like, anything was going to work.
Think about it. If you're an offensive play caller and you're thinking about, all right, we're kind of outmanned in this one, so we're going to have to do some quirky other stuff. You're going to try like, let's try A, and if A doesn't work, we'll move to B. And if B doesn't work, we'll move to C. And I think you even said it earlier. You're like, it's not working, so try some different things.
Yeah.
Well, how many plays did he even have in the first quarter and a half of this football game to sort of say, oh, A's not working, let's move to B. Oh, B's not working, let's move to C. Their first two drives, 6 plays.
And that's the first quarter.
Poof.
Yep.
So how many, you know what I'm getting at?
Totally.
Like, okay, hey, Kyle, try something different. And he's like, can I have the ball? Can I have the ball? And no, you can't have the ball because Seattle's going to possess it the whole time. And then you do get the ball, and you try A, and then you try B, and that's not good either. That doesn't work. So that's what I'm getting at. I'm going to remove myself from the conversation about is the offense to blame or the defense to blame and who was worse and who was better. To me, it was all outplayed. All of it. All of it was outplayed on Saturday night. That's not about blame one side more than the other. I just don't think anybody was able to do what they would like to do because they were just getting outplayed no matter who had the ball.
That's true, but I mean, you could do things like, you know, go up tempo, go no huddle, or
gotta have the ball.
Right, but when they finally did get the ball and you kind of stuck with what you were doing and, you know, the one play where, you know, you get down to the 39 and it's 4th and 1 and you go for it and you run the play action and they blitz and so now you're kind of screwed because, you know, Purdy doesn't even have time to get all the way back to his drop and he's being swallowed up again. I just thought that Shanahan was in a spot where he was sticking to what he was doing, what he likes to do too much, where none of it was working.
I think that's fair. I think that's totally fair. It was not a great night for his play calling. At the same time, I do. When your lines are getting dominated, you your options are limited.
Right.
Your options are limited.
And to your point, when Seattle scores their field goal to go up 10-0, you get the ball back at the 40 because they kicked the ball out of bounds. Yep. And shout out Seattle's special teams. My God.
Well, the kicker was terrible, and he's had a
terrible.
Good year.
Two misses and a kick out of bounds. Yeah. So now you get it at your own 40. And so the Niners, thinking about what you're talking about, which is, oh, my God, we're getting overwhelmed. We're going to run a screen. And so they run a screen to Kittle, and they lose six.
Yeah, second and 16.
Right. So even though the play call might have been the right one, they totally outflanked you, and they roll up and they tackle you, even though the screen might have been the call because they've been all over you in all ways. And yet, you know, Kittle gets it, and by the time he catches it, whoop, you're down.
I thought Kittle's stats that they kept putting up there throughout the game were the best snapshot of what was going on.
Like five catches, like 4 yards.
Two catches for 4 yards. Now he's got three catches for 6 yards.
Right.
Now he's got four catches for 9 yards. I'm like, oh my God, Seattle is tackling the hell out of them. Great job by Seattle.
Yep.
Great job by their defense. Okay, keep them coming. 888-957-9570. Specifically, what frustrated you about Saturday night? OG in San Jose. Hey, OG, thank you for calling.
Hey, Willard, how's it going? Look, I was frustrated by the fact that Kyle went away from what had been working in that six-game win streak. We needed two and three tight end sets. When you're getting beat in the trenches, you know, football is a numbers game. Just add to the numbers. You don't have the players. You're getting beat up. You know, I wanted to see Jake Tonjes. I wanted to see Kendrick Bourne. We didn't see them. Sky Moore, he didn't touch the ball on offense. So all these things, they added up. And, you know, I don't want us to make the same mistake next week. I think it's going to be a very similar game. The same thing on defense. We need more guys up front. Maybe go with a five-man front and six DBs. I'd rather play Marquez Siegel and some of our young guys rather than a seventh-string linebacker I've never heard of. So that's where I see it. And, you know, I want to get your guys' take also. What do you think is going to happen if the Niners lose? Could this be Shanahan's last game?
Thanks, OG.
OG, thank you.
Like,
short answer, no.
Not.
Long answer, no chance.
Yeah, absolutely not. This is not,
possibly
not Kyle Shanahan. Kyle Shanahan is in, he's in less danger with his job status than some minted made dudes in this league.
I mean, I was
like
thinking
Mike Tomlin and John Harbaugh have more questions around them.
I was even thinking about
them.
Sean McDermott.
Yeah, they've
if
got
Buffalo has another flame out,
great, which they might.
They
got a
might.
Tough one. This Jacksonville is they're on a heater.
We can get into this as the week goes on, but you know we've got four teams that are home dogs.
Home dogs.
And,
it's a hell of a playoff. There's one major favorite, and the rest feel like coin flips.
I've run the numbers on the history of home dogs since 2000, and I can share that as we get deeper into the week.
I can't wait. Yeah, Kyle's in no danger, and don't forget that most people wanted to vote for him for Coach of the Year before this game started.
Not now.
No, which is fine. He's not going to win the award. I mean, hell, the guy on the other sideline should win it over him.
I put my ballot in the mailbox and had to break into the mailbox to get that ballot.
That's
back.
A federal crime.
It's a felony.
We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here
obviously,
for you.
There's a risk.
Here for good. Dibley more aggressive than Shanahan, clearly. 888-957-9570. We're talking to you today. What frustrated you specifically about Saturday night? This is Willard and Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary.
But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.